Coach Brian Case of the Sounster County Titans joining us here. Coach, tough loss last week for you guys. I know we talked a little bit. You guys kind of threw the tape out last week. How have practices been and kids responding to a big game coming up on Friday?
Yeah, you know, we did. We got beat by a pretty good West Hancock team, back state champions. We knew they brought back an awful lot off last year's team. But it was disappointing the way that we played. You know, I'm okay with getting beat as long as we're physical, as long as we're passionate about the game and we have high energy and things like that. We just get beat by a better team. But last week was just a different story against West Hancock. So we'll see how the kids respond. I think the practices this week, we've been a little bit more focused. We're going back into district play. We know we still have an awful lot to play for. Both Panorama and ourselves are 4-2 overall. This is basically for a second-place finish in the district. The winner of this game will be in second place by themselves. The loser is going to be in a tie for third place and still fighting for that third and fourth place spot within the district playoffs. So it's a big game for us. Hopefully our kids are up for the challenge, and we're just looking forward to a Friday night activity.
And you mentioned you guys come in 4-2, and both of your losses, I think you've been out physical a little bit. How do you change that from getting back to Sounster County football, where you guys run the football and you out physical your opponents?
Yeah, that's the way that's what we're more known for. We're known for running the football and being physical. We're known for our defense. And something has happened over the last few years that we just have not gotten that back. And that's been the focus, to be honest with you. And we had a sit-down meeting on Monday, kind of a heart-to-heart, and just trying to see what we need to do in order to switch that mentality. I don't know if it's a situation. I mean, in the past, I think people have been kind of scared and worried about playing South Central Calhoun, and right now it seems like we are the ones that are kind of questioning what's going on, and we're kind of getting manhandled at the point of attack and so forth, and we just got to find a way to kind of get that back. So that's been one of our focuses this week. It's just got to be a change from the kids. It really comes down to heart. It comes down to your attitude. It comes down to your effort and just playing within the scheme and just understanding that football is a physical game, and you got to be physical in order to play this. I don't care if we're in our spread stuff, or I don't care if we're in our full house tee. You still have to play physical if you want to be successful on a Friday night.
And you guys play Panorama coming up 4-2. They sit below you guys in the district. You guys 3-1. They are 3-2 because you guys played out of district last week. Do the kids know that this is a pretty big game coming up? Is pretty much if you guys win, you clinch a playoff spot?
Yeah, no question. Well, we think that we're in the playoffs right now, to be honest with you. We just don't know where we're going to be, first through fourth seed. It's just a matter right now. We got to go through, and we got to take care of the business on Friday night. If we do that, we know that we're probably going to be in second place. So it's a huge game for our kids and actually for Panorama as well. If they beat us, they've got the 4 wins, and if we beat them, then obviously we solidify where we need to be moving forward. So, yeah, huge game. I think our kids are ready to go, and we'll just see how everything plays out here Friday night.
Looking at Friday night's game against Panorama, I know you guys threw out the tape last week, but were there any encouraging signs on offense that you guys can use going into this week to kind of stop that Panorama offense?
Defensively, yeah, that's what you're talking about as far as their offense is concerned. I mean, if they look at the stats and so forth, team-wise, and they're leading an awful lot of categories in our district, and they're pretty high in the state as well. Quarterback is leading them as far as the yardage and all that, and he's got a great job. He gets the ball out of his hands real quick. Number 28 is his favorite target. Number 15 is the next favorite target, but number, I think it's 20 or 82, that's their tight end, has the second most touchdown receptions for him. So we've got our hands full with these guys. We got to try and take some things away from them and force them into doing something they really don't want to do. But the problem is they're really big up front. And, if you take away the pass game, they have the ability to run the ball as well. So they're a very good football team. I think they've made progress each and every week. I think they're playing at a high level right now. They're playing with a lot of confidence. So it's going to be a challenge for our kids. But we have to play responsibility football. We're going to have to attack people, especially out in space. We're going to have to attack people. We're going to try and get to speed before speed can get started. And when they do happen to run the football, we just got to make sure that we're locked in, that we're game tackling, we have proper angles. All that little stuff comes into play against a team like Panorama.
So I would assume that you guys are probably going to try to take away the pass. How do you do that, not letting the quarterback sit back in the pocket? Are you going to try to take away both those receivers and force them to run the football? How does that look for you guys?
Well, in the past, we've always been known for our defense, and we've always been an aggressive style of defense. I mean, trying to get to the backfield before people can get started, disrupt things on the line of scrimmage, and and just kind of take away what they want to do from a passing standpoint. And that's really about your alignments ahead of time. It's about disguising things ahead of time. And we just got to get back to that point. We got to get the kids to kind of buy into that and just make sure that they're selling out and they play confident.
Now, looking at you guys on the offensive side of the football, Panorama's defense as well, you guys probably going to try to stay balanced again this week, kind of keep them off guard, guessing whether you're going to run or throw the football?
Remains to be seen. I mean, they're really big up front. I mean, they're down three. Their 3-5 look are absolutely huge. I mean, 350 pounds at the nose guard. And then they got 245 and 280 at their tackles. So they're really big up front. And we struggle right now as far as moving people off the ball. So who knows where we're going to be able to attack these guys. I mean, if we can get some angles and so forth and attack them straight ahead, great. Otherwise, we're probably going to have to run off tackle on outside. As far as through the air is concerned, I mean, we think that they're going to be in the 3-deep look with a 1-high safety in the middle, but you never know what's going to happen as far as how they're going to play it schematically. So we think that we have some kids out there on the edges and so forth and kind of get them in space and hopefully make some people miss. That'd be wonderful. Again, that just remains to be seen. So we think we're going to see a 3-5 defense, and we're going to block it like our 53 like we normally do, so hopefully kids understand what we're trying to do schematically.
And how do you counteract that size? Will you run screen passes out to your receivers and running backs? Well, quick little runs off the tackles. How do you counteract that size?
It remains to be seen. I mean, we're going to try and take what they give us, Casey.
Yeah. Coach, those are the only questions I have for you, and thank you for joining me before Friday's game.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Casey.